Nikki and Damo's Code Red Breakfast.
I've got an interesting story about a Pakistan man who's 23 and he's kind of torn between marrying the woman he loves and marrying the woman that his family has arranged for him. So he's gone, how can I fix this problem? I'll marry both of them.
Polygamy.
Hello.
Now, it is actually legal in Pakistan. You can have up to four wives. However, tradition is you marry them with a couple of years in between and you have to get permission off the first wife before you marry the second one. However, he's going to marry one on Sunday and one on Monday. Now, both girls have agreed to this. Both said it's a good compromise. They plan to live together as sisters and as friends.
It's very rare that you find a man who wants to be married to two women.
That's what I was going to say. Sure, you have two wives. So if you get sick of one, you can just go spend the night with the other one. However, it's two wives, okay?
It also means you need to have two couches to sleep on when you're in the doghouse
exactly.
with both of them.
And that's double the amount of nagging. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Stereo nagging. No!
He'll be sleeping in the doghouse by choice.
Exactly.
Get me out of that place! What's better than a cat fight? A cat fight in politics. That's right. Julia Gillard versus Christina Keneally. It is on.
It's the battle of their hairdo.
Yeah, exactly. They're both shocking. Anyway, Christina Keneally has refused to sign the federal government national industrial reforms.
Okay.
Not exactly sure what that means, don't really care, but she's refused to sign it. So, Julia Gillard has gone, well, you know what? I am holding back $150 million from the New South Wales government.
Oh, so just New South Wales or from all states?
No, just New South Wales government. Okay. So it's Christina Keneally literally versing Julia Gillard. This is the only bitch fight that you don't want to see with mud and bikinis involved.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Now, most first dates, over half of them never make it to a second date.
Speak for yourself.
Now, an expert matchmaker has come out and said whose fault it is, and apparently it's all women's fault. It's all women's fault.
I like it.
They've come out and said that women approach the first date like an interview. They ask way too many questions, get to know people way too well, and are way too nosy about it. I've done this before on first dates, asked a million and one questions, wanted to know absolutely everything about them ever. And then you either learn too much and think, oh, I don't want to go on a second date with him, you know. Or
he doesn't share enough.
Or he doesn't share enough and think, oh, what's wrong with him? What's he hiding? What's going on? Or he gets, like, paranoid that they're asking all these questions, like, oh, I don't want to be with you.
He thinks you're a cop.
Well, exactly. He might be arrested. Yeah. He might like it.
So whose fault is it that most first dates end badly?
Apparently it's women.
Thank you for admitting it. The lead singer of Radiohead, Tom York, is about to release a new single over in the UK.
Oh, good. I really like the music.
Don't expect much music out of it. It's 2 minutes of silence in a track aptly named 2 Minute Silence.
Wait a second. So they've recorded a new track, which is 2 minutes of nothing.
2 minutes of nothing. It is to commemorate Remembrance Day, but you're not going to believe it. They've got a range of guest stars to appear on it, and they all do nothing. British Prime Minister David Cameron appears on there. Tennis champ Andy Murray is also on there, plus producer Mark Ronson and actor Bob Hoskins all feature on the track but are completely silent throughout the entire thing.
Why bother getting all these big names on board?
It's basically turning on a microphone in an enclosed room and giving credit to anyone within it.
But you know what? Standing. Let's actually leave the microphone off, because if we have it turned on, someone might mumble something and that will break the silence. So just stand in the room, we'll have the microphone off, and away we go, smash hit single.
Now, to give you an idea, it's like us charging you for this. Would you pay for that?
Actually, when it comes to the COVID breakfast, I'm sure a lot of people have been waiting for us to do that.
Maybe. Well, have you ever done some weird things just to tell people that you've done it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's an increasing trend, according to scientists. Many people are doing strange things like eating bacon-flavoured ice cream and visiting just strange places because it gives them something to talk about.
That's so true.
Going to the pub, maybe having an interview, something to talk about.
Well, before I was working here, I was working on the coast and I was doing morning announcing, so just between 10 and 2. And I went to my boss, I'm like, I want to do breakfast. And they're like, well, you're quite young, you need some more life experiences. So I went backpacking for a year, ate a tarantula and some termites and came back and breakfast.
Hello,
things exactly to talk about.
I was in Melbourne on the weekend and was walking around with one of the guys there, and we were in Federation Square. And there's ABBA World there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to take a photo of ABBA World.
Yep.
And he goes, do you want to go? I'm like, No. I don't want to go.
Damo, you should have went. It's an experience that you could have talked about later.
I don't know if ABBA is something that I really want to talk about. If you are battling the bulge, as many of us are, let's face it, you're always looking for a new way to maybe curb your eating or avoid exercise, as I do. well, the latest battle is actually at the grocery store. Apparently, if you do want to lose weight, then start paying for your groceries in cash.
What does that have to do with it?
That is the latest way to do it. Well, research by the Cornell and New York State universities in the States has found that shoppers who use credit or debit cards to pay for their groceries buy more junk food. The reason for this is the pain of paying in cash can curb impulsive urges to buy treats. If you've got $200 in your wallet, you're spending the whole time trying to make sure you're sticking under $200, because there's nothing worse than going to the register and they go, that'll be $210.47, and you go, I only got $200.
And also, it's the pain of actually handing over $100 in cash or $200 in cash. It's easy to hand over a little plastic card.
That's it. Credit card payments are relatively painless and weaken impulse control. Plus, the added weight of the coins in your pockets adds resistance while you're walking.
Hello. Oh my God, buns of steel or buns of loose coin. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm about to make a huge claim. You ready for a demo?
Try.
Kanye West is the stupidest person that ever lived. Now, I know that's a huge claim because there is Paris Hilton and Sarah Palin to compete with, but no, this will confirm it. He has taken bling to a new level. He's replaced the bottom row of his teeth with diamonds.
Say that again.
He's replaced the bottom row of teeth, of his teeth, with diamonds. Now, he went on the Ellen DeGeneres show to, show them off, I guess. He actually got his dentist to rip out the bottom row of teeth from your spiky ones. I don't know what they're technically called, but from your spiky ones to the front and replace them with diamonds. Just in case we need more reason to punch his lights out, he has just given it to us. That's ridiculous.
I guess the best part of that is they're never going to erode.
Well, that's true. However, if you bite into a sandwich the wrong way, chipping a tooth could be damn expensive. It's
exactly.
Expensive at the best of times.
No.
Catch the guys weekdays from 6 a.m. on 97.7 Snow FM.